you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Hi. I'm sorry. What's your name?
My name is Kyra.
Kyra. Okay. I'm Dixon Riley, and I'm calling because my credit card people told me to, so that I don't get mixed up in some scheme where they try it again, but for 10 times as much. I just did one of those things online, which I guess I'll never do again. But anyway, there was just you get it free, basically, except for so-called tax and shipping. And I've taken care of that. The problem was that I put in my number wrong, I'm pretty sure, and it didn't go through. And so I did it again, and it did go through with my correct number. It did go through. But in the meantime, I got a letter back from my credit card company saying that they're suspending action on the card, and you know, because of that, and so I called them, and they corrected all that. But she said to call this number because there's a pattern, I guess, out there that you often get another email with an item for 10 times as much, and I don't want to get involved in all of that, so I just thought I'd better call.
Okay. Well, as we are a third party and we do represent several different companies, sir, you can provide me with your zip code so that I can further assist you.
04096.
And can you state your first and last name?
I go by W. Dixon, D-I-X-O-N, Riley, R-I-L-E-Y.
Okay. So Dixon Riley?
Yeah, I go by Dixon, but it's actually William D. Riley, but I don't do that.
Yes, sir. To confirm that this is the correct account, can you verify your shipping address?
Yeah, 65 Seabury Lane in Yarmouth, Maine, 04096.
Okay. Yes, sir. I do see that they have you here on today's date. You signed up paying the postage for that foot massager.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I do understand that you state that you would wish to go ahead and get canceled here.
No, go ahead. That's okay. But I just don't want to get... He said, the person at Capital One said there sometimes there's a scheme going around that people do something like that on sort of a, you know, free pass, post-tax and postage only. And then their next in a few days, something comes through that's for 10 times as much. And I just didn't want that to happen. And she said, suggested I call this number so that it wouldn't.
Okay, so I understand that you wish to cancel so that you won't receive any future charges, correct?
Well, if I'm necessary, I will cancel the order. She implied that I could go ahead with this, and since I've taken care of it, I could go ahead, but to call this number so it wouldn't happen again. Does that make any sense? That's what she told me.
Yes, sir. I'm informing you that you paid the postage and you're calling in today to cancel so that you can receive what you paid for, but you don't want to receive any future charges, right?
Yeah, but if I cancel, then I don't want to have to... If it's easiest for you just to cancel it, then cancel it. I don't want to... I want that what I got, and I unfortunately made a mistake, so I'm going through all this stuff. And she said to call you so that it wouldn't happen again for something 10 times as much, which I do not want. Do you follow me?
Sir, I understand what you're stating. You're calling to cancel. You'll still receive the item.
Okay. Well, I don't know what I'm canceling, but if that's the case, fine.
You stated that you called in and you don't want to receive any future orders. You paid the postage so that you can receive that. So that you can receive the foot massager. Moving forward, you don't want to receive any future charges. I understand what
you're
stating.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. So you would like to cancel?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. One moment while I get this situated for you. Yes, sir. So, the subscription has been canceled so that you won't receive any future billing attempts.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
But I'll still get the item. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for giving customer service a call. You have a great day.
Right. Thank you.